I would like to express my sincere gratitude to IFED for giving me this opportunity to make this presentation, which obviously could answer to some of the questions or address some of the issues that have been raised since this morning. Through the speeches made by Malu and the representative of the EU, I am at the base a research scientist, and I've been doing research for years, and I love it. And most of the time, we get criticized by the others, and I hear people talking about research results. We use the term outscaling. We talk about partners, other partners that are involved in research. But I think the scientists have a role to play, a strong role to play. And we should be aware of the fact that, that is slowly changing. In our training as scientists, we're not trained on going further. Most of the time, we're not trained on going further than, going further than outputs. Now, I think from the call, and as Dr. Jallo said, it's going to be louder, and we need to see how outputs delivered through research could be translated into outcomes and obviously impacts. And we've seen the film that we saw here. But I think the base is outputs, is research. Whatever we say, we need to have research in there. And this presentation that I'm going to make is going to actually touch on something that we've been thinking about. And I hope that would, it's going to be very short, and I hope that it's not, I don't expect everybody to understand in depth what I'm going to say, but because the time is very short, but it's something that we've been thinking about, how to address some of the issues that have been brought up. And the title on the agenda I have changed because I wanted it to actually rhyme with what we're talking about, strengthening agricultural research for development. So it's actually linking research to the development, and using as model the rice sector. It could be any other sector, but using as model the rice sector. So I'll talk, just present Africa Rice a bit so that you can understand where we're coming from, and then our strength and opportunities for agricultural research for development, and then I'll talk about how we want to address some of these opportunities. And then I'll talk about something that will actually help us understand how we want to link research to development and take care of some of the issues that have been raised, youth employment, creating business entities, and linking value chain actors. And then I'll dive into a platform that we're trying to establish, that we're trying to bring into a system that we're a physical system, and that's where the word is coming from, a physical system using digitalization, which is obviously, for those who are in information technology, the new technologies. It's very important because that is also going to take us one step further and faster. And then I'll give a conclusion. Africa Rice is a CGIAR center, and that's why we're here participating in this workshop. But it's the only research center, CGIAR center, that is a Pan-African intergovernmental association, because it has it was created by the countries. So we have a mandate to boost the rice sector in Africa. At the moment, we're 26, the 26 African countries that are members of Africa Rice. It's very important because most times people tend to say we have that advantage of actually linking with governments. And obviously, We know that governments are there to facilitate the research, they're there to facilitate, to create the enabling environment for research to actually disseminate its products. So we have that advantage, and I can assure you it's a great opportunity for us. We have also the mandate to boost the rice sector, and through policy advice, rice information and knowledge, improved seed, rice seed of course, and cropping practices, capacity development, and support to the development of the rice value chain. So this is, and I'll zoom in on the rice value chain because it's very important. And we don't look at productivity alone. We're taking a holistic approach towards developing the rice sector. And obviously, if we want to take a holistic approach towards developing the rice sector, we have to go through the rice value chain. So that's basically what we do at Africa Rice. And our strengths are indicated here through the generation through research and dissemination of scalable innovations and the provision of services to address gaps in the rice value chain. And here you can see an illustration of some of the results or the outputs, let me put it that way, of research from the creation of seeds, new varieties, and there are several of them. What's indicated there is Arica, which is the advanced rice for Africa, and I'm sure you all know about Nerica, the new rice for Africa. We've moved one generation further with Aricas, and most people don't know what these are, in fact. And the question still arises, why you're creating these varieties, we want to see them. And I was looking at the film and I was saying, what varieties is this woman planting there? I'm sure it's a Nerica. It's a Nerica, but we have very interesting varieties that are coming out that are very competitive, that could compete with those varieties coming from China and Thailand in terms of their quality. We have crop practices, very interesting products that we have developed, as you can see. And we're also looking right through across the value chain, looking at adding value, mechanization, some of the interesting, the acid thresher, you can see there, harvest technologies and machines for improving harvesting, and tools for planning, nutrient management, land development tools, including construction of irrigation and drainage systems, and obviously we have also not publications. For me, publication is not an output, and I don't think we shouldn't consider it as an output. It's never an output. A publication is just a medium where you explain or tell people what you have done, or tell them these are the results that have been generated from research. So it's just one step in the process. So this is our strength. And I'm going to actually focus on the word dissemination. And how are we doing? Generation, yes, that's the job, that's research. Deliver the products. And then dissemination is how you get it out. And I think that's where the challenge is. And I would call it opportunities for overcoming key development challenges of the rice sector, meeting the increasing demand for rice, reducing the high rice import bills, increasing youth employment, increasing women empowerment, strengthening the linkages between rice value chain actors, because there's several players, and increasing the access of rice value chain actors to finance. Malu said he wanted to see the Minister of Finance here, but it's a whole environment, and very often people tend to say that the value chain actors don't have access to finance. Insurance, and even access to markets. So it's not just about production, but it's going right across the chain. And obviously, if we overcome these, we'll deliver more visible impact, as they're saying, especially on livelihoods of the rural poor. So we'll be seeing more of what we saw in the video. But then, how are we going to do this? So what we're proposing is a model, and this model will help us. I'm not saying it's the answer to everything, but it will help us. And what we're doing at Africa Rice now is to start off with the establishment of a rice value chain resource center, that's what we call it, with rice farming communities. So we're really going down to the communities, meeting them down there. And what would be the characteristic of the centers? They will provide information and products derived from research as well as technical and institutional support to rice farmers. So there we're taking it one step further. We've done the research and we want to push it down to the beneficiaries. And talking about beneficiaries is very important because as a research scientist, we do projects. We send it to IFAD, we send it to the EU, we send it to all our donors. And there is a main section there which is describe your beneficiaries. We do this. We sit in our offices and we describe our beneficiaries. How many of them? We can tell you 2,000, 3,000. And I had an experience once when I was in Senegal working. I worked on cowpea and we created a methodology for increasing the vigor of cowpea on the growing growth vigor on in farmers' field. Very simple technology that we developed by pre-soaking the seeds over various times, and we found out that if we soaked it for roughly about 30 minutes and we plant it, it goes very fast. So we took this technology to a community. We went into the community and we're there. It was funding from DFID, I could remember very well. And so we met with the community and we got all the farmers together and we said, look, who are the farmers in this community? There were roughly about 80 people there and roughly about 50 of them, raise their hands, were farmers. And obviously as research scientists, we said, okay, come this way. We have a training plan. We want you to do this. This is how you do it. You divide your field, give us one third of your field, compare with what you're doing. We trained them and we left. And said, we're coming back to check how far you've gone. When we came back, I can assure you there are only two out of the 50 who raised their hands that had done what we told them to do. And I don't believe it's a question of training them or following them up. Most of them ate the seeds we gave them. And then we suddenly realized, and so I asked, the two who had done it, why, what happened? And they said, they're not farmers. So the problem is there. So we tend to assume that these guys are farmers, and we sit in our offices and write, and you send this project, and then obviously they're evaluated, they come out on the paper with good results, but when it comes to actually moving from outputs to outcomes, because those are the people that you use to move further down, they're not even there. And that's money down the drain. I think that's a very, very important point, and which we would deal with in this particular resource center that I'm talking about. There's another issue that this resource center can address is the development of sustainable business entities along the rice value chain. We want to see that happening. We want to see our youths engaged in business. We want to see our women engaged in business. That's what they say. So we are trying to see these are main characteristics of these resource centers. Now, how do we do it? We have been discussing with one of our private sector, Manobi, and they have developed a platform that they call Accelerant platform. Now, this platform organizes agricultural value chains and connects to contractual basis all actors of the value chain in order to control risks, improve productivity, and ensure the sustainable livelihood of African farmers. Now, there is a major thing here, we're talking about risks. We don't talk about that. So we are talking, yes, the results have to go down, but then there are risks. We don't even ask why aren't the results. Maybe we're making some efforts, but there are risks. Are we looking at these risks? Most of the time, it's not in our projects. We don't talk about it. We don't know how to do it. So those are the bottlenecks that we meet, and This platform accelerant is actually dealing with those issues. So it is a transformative business development service ecosystem. It's physical for agriculture. And the word digitalization came from that. So we have a physical ecosystem that we work in. We describe our ecosystem. And here it's described as the input and, sorry, it's described as the input and service package where we have the communities, the villagers, we have the input buying center, we have the experts, extension services, the bankers, the insurance companies, they're all part of the physical environment that we're dealing with, including obviously the value chain actors. And then obviously we have research and development, but then we have to know exactly what we mean by that. So what this platform is doing is using new or improved solutions, digitalization, to actually georeference all of the data, including those farmers who say we are farmers. Raise your hands, we are farmers. So, okay, if you're farmers, it's no longer we give you the seeds. If your farmers want to know the characteristics of your household, we want to know your assets, we want to know your capabilities. And we're putting all of this into a database. And that's the interest, that's the most interesting thing of this this accelerant and platform. So basically, we want to take it up to a stage wherein we can have full knowledge of all the players we're dealing with. Again, I'm stressing, it's not a question of saying the beneficiaries are there, there are 50 of them. It's a question of knowing them. It's a question of talking to them. It's a question of following them. It's a question of looking at the risks. What are their capabilities? What can they do? What risks do they face? So using IT solutions, digitalization, we can get all of that into a big database. We call it big data if you want. And then we master the physical environment. And that's why we're using the term in the agenda, you see, digitalization of the rice value chain. So it's actually mastering the physical system, the ecosystem itself, and then using new technologies like digitalization to actually collect data. And so you have a strong knowledge of who you're talking to and what you want to do. So this platform generates and analyzes reliable quality control data, reduce friction between actors because you know where the risks are. You know these people. You know what their capabilities. And it facilitates the equitable inclusion of large and small producers into structured markets. Every player is there. We have the large farmers. We have the smallholders. But they are all part of the game. And we need to know how to fit them, how to take them to the market. So this platform is allowing us to do that. Now, there are three phases that this platform actually prescribes. The first is the agricultural investment risk mapping and profiling. This is a different language now. It's research, but we're moving on to a different grounds where we can organize, for example, at the beginning of the agricultural season, we are capable of successfully contracting farming, establishing contracts between the value chain actors. So we have an updated knowledge on value chain actors, their assets, like I said, and capabilities, an accurate definition of the potential market. If you don't know the market, we produce rice varieties, very brilliant ones, interesting ones. We have what we call Orilu 6, which is very aromatic, much more than the Thailand parent, but it's still not out there because we haven't maybe mastered the market, so we need to master the market. And then there's a second phase, which we call BRISC, which is the basic risk reduction instrument and support knowledge. Now, this is the assistance that we bring to actors during the growing season. So we start the growing season by having a full knowledge of all those who are involved in it, And then we have a second stage where we bring assistance to these actors because we have to assist them during the process. And then the last phase is the targeting agricultural resource growth, e-sales. That is actually the last mile where we take them through harvest and transformation of produce, safeguarding harvest volume, etc. So we're going through the phases, and obviously we have the intervention of the actors. We define them, the bankers, what they do. At each stage, they all have different roles, and we have to know exactly what roles they have to play. And obviously the expectations at each stage is that at the first stage, we have improved productive portfolio and asset quantification and qualification. We need to know it. De-risking, because that comes, how do we de-risk? We have to know who we're dealing with. We have to know the environment, what the physical environment is all about. And then in terms of risk, it's all about monitoring. So it's a great monitoring and evaluating tool. Early warning on farm operations and crop conditions for each of the value chain player. So these are issues that we don't talk about normally. But then this particular model that we're talking about is bringing these issues in. And obviously the last one is the last mile harvest and yield data. So we take, again, collecting data. Data is very powerful, I can tell you, very, very powerful. We need to collect the data. The farmer and, you know, how to take their goods to the warehouse, products, inventory, tracking. So it's a whole monitoring, it's a new way of monitoring and evaluation using digital solutions. So Accelerant is a platform that we're going to use. And obviously this is just describing what we're doing, connecting rice value chain actors and how we do it, looking at linking, connecting producers with banks, insurers, input providers, and agro-industries, reducing creditors' cash out through agricultural investment risk mapping. We don't talk about this, but these are things that we need to deal with. And then obviously, increasing productivity, harvest quality, and income through efficient agricultural advisory services, supporting the improved tactical management of crop nutrition deficiencies and post-harvest losses. So we're covering the whole spectrum with you know, most of these actors that we don't normally talk about and that are great players in the value chain. Now, we have established the first of these RVCs in the rice farming community of Mbe. So we start, they say, charity begins at home. For those who know where our largest research station is in Mbe, we have three farming communities around, and we have done the first stage where I have done an inventory of all the farming communities. And when I went there in the first time, I did the same thing. We said, who are the farmers here? I think we counted, just hands up, we counted about 250. When we did the inventory, we only got 173. So if we had gone in with our resources, we would have wasted it. And obviously, IFAD wouldn't like it because we're wasting their resources. So with the inventory georeferencing, we're actually driving deep down into these guys, what they want to do, what their capabilities, what are their risks. So we've done that first stage, and we're now waiting, moving on to the second phase, which is the brisk, which I explained, and then we'll end up with the target phase. So it's a research thing for us. It's a model. A model is always a research tool, but at the same time, it's demonstrating how we can improve or strongly connect agricultural research to development. And obviously, we hope that this will substitute subsistence agriculture practice as a default activity by most rural households. I have to be fast and quick because I don't have much time. For those who are interested, like I said, we're developing on this. We can talk more about it, and I will be able to do an elaborate presentation later. Thank you very much.